Life keeps on slipping into the future. You know, I'm not really a big fan of, who were those guys? Some band. Some guy's name in the band. I forget. It doesn't matter. This is Shane Devereaux. You're listening to Life Autistic. This is episode number 580. And I guess I'm getting back to an old topic, sort of. Kind of another video. I don't know how you say it in French. Plus, I don't know if I got the right word. But we're talking again about how to deal with society. And as a Zenith. And at the very end of the last episode, I was talking about bucking the system. And you know what? Honestly, I don't buck it. I don't care. I'm not trying to change society. I'm not trying to make the world a better place. Honestly. On that level. I think it really ends up being on an individual level. If you listen to this podcast, if you say, wow, Jay's got some interesting insights, very interesting. I'm not saying that you have to believe in me whole scale. I don't know. I don't know if half the things I'm saying are the right things to pursue. I don't know. Hopefully, at the very least, food for thought to say, oh, well, gee, what does that mean, you know? I am an advocate of staying under the radar. I have a belief that society punishes those who who fight it. You know, like I was saying in the last episode, if you were to anthropomorphize things like society, government, the powers that be, if you were to anthropomorphize things and able to give them shape and they were people, I think by and large, these are people that don't like to be messed with. And I kind of picture them like mafia bosses. You know, I picture them, you know, cracking walnuts with their bare hands. I picture them, you know, they control certain things, and if you try to go against them, that they're going to break your kneecaps, that they're going to somehow make your life miserable. And the most important thing, and I've found this true as I've read in certain scriptures, I think the wisest course of action is to don't stir the dragon of evil. You know, you don't spit on Satan and do that. I mean, I'm not personally going to give him his due, but I'm going to leave him be. As much as possible, I'm going to walk past him on a busy street. I'm not going to try to take a pot shot at him, because I think I'm doing some wonderful thing, spitting in the face of evil. I don't think that's smart, because I think evil will find ways to make your life absolutely freaking miserable. Now, I think there's, you know, if evil requests or if evil commands that you do something, that's the point where you're going to have to make a decision. So, by and large, you want to avoid that day. When evil comes to you and says, Jane Emerald, I want you to do this despicable thing, because if you don't, I'm going to kill your children. I'm going to torture your wife. You know, you don't want to put yourself in that situation. It's just like, you know, with the mafia. Do you really want to fight the mafia? Because the mafia will fight back. And they aren't going to be nice and sweet and admit defeat and say, yeah, you really got me there. Boy, you know, I'm just not going to be able to recover from that. You've really hurt me in a way that I can't recover from. No, they're not going to do that. You know, they're going to make you hurt. They, if those guys aren't feeling fantastic, they're going to make sure you don't either. So, you know, that's where I'm coming from there. Stay low, stay under the radar screen. Don't, kind of like what some people like Ron Paul are saying about, you know, going out and trying to find dragons to slay. Don't do that. Because, you know what? Having a bunch of enemies, you know, isn't a great way to be. It's like being a gunslinger. There's always somebody trying to come up against you and get better than you are. Better not to be a gunslinger, you know. I watch movies. All movies tend to be composed, or at least most of the popular ones tend to be composed of amazing big people doing amazing big things. And you always see the people back in the background that are kind of a backdrop. You know, there will be some superhero beating up some villain, before the big fight happens, you know, the film's trying to give you the impression that everything's fine, everything's normal, and so you'll have background people walking down the street, a couple walking down the street, arm in arm, talking and smiling. And when I ever look at a movie, I look at that, and I look at those people, and I go, hey, that's who I want to be. I don't want to be the superhero, because there's always going to be a villain coming and trying to beat the crap out of him and kill him. That's not life. That's not a happy life. The happy life is the guys walking down the street that get past and turn the corner and go on with their lives. They're happy, small, unnoticed, practically unnoticed background sort of life before the big battle between good people and bad people start. I really do think that, you know, that's the great secret is, hey, you know what? If you're really wanting happiness, be part of the background. I think a lot of people do that in society. Even though I'm not a great believer in society, I'm gonna lay low. I'm not gonna get all wrapped up in everything. What do we got? Stranded. Oh no. Okay. You're always stranded, man. That's why you got a backpack on. Stranded isn't going to help you. Where are you trying to get to? See, that was the whole conversation I was having once before. I saw a guy with a sign, and it said, stranded, please help. And he's got a backpack and other thing. I said, you're not stranded. Stranded where? You've got the means to go wherever you want to go. You need some food? I'll get you some food. Because it looks like you might get hungry on this journey you're on. I says, but keep walking. It's better for you anyway than trying to get out. Because where are you headed, where are you going? Does that bring up an interesting question too? Because, you know, with the LDS Church, a lot of people come to the LDS Church because they hear that the LDS Church is really giving and give stuff. And tend to give more than other places because we tend to be a much larger organization with deeper pockets and able to handle things, bigger problems, bigger. And somebody was somewhere and I talked to this person. Well, somebody came in and they had the whole thing. I got stranded here. And they were a person that had a backpack and had all the other things. And you're going, how can you possibly be stranded here? And I asked him, I said, to be stranded, you have to have some place to be that you are unable to get to. Where are you going? Well, I was thinking of going to Chicago. And you're going, once you're in Chicago, what are you going to do? How come Chicago as opposed to Dallas or Amarillo or Tucumcari? How come another place is going to be so much better than what it is here? Well, I don't know. I've got friends there. And you're going, you're just making stuff up, aren't you? You really, it isn't that you're stranded. You have no place to go. You're wandering. And you go, you know, it says, you don't need any help in wandering. You're doing a fine job wandering. Just say what you need, what you really need. Are you hungry today? Have you not gotten food? Are you, how's your tummy? That's what you need. You know, do you really want shelter? And you go, we can offer you shelter. That's okay. We can do that. Says, but if it's just to move on, I said, don't tell stories, although I can't say that I haven't done the same thing. If there's something I want, I may manufacture something to get it. I may manufacture a story to do that. But, you know, I really treasure honesty. And if you're not going to be honest, you know, I'm not going to help you. So it's that simple. You know, you've got your hand out of your false pretenses. So tell me the truth, and I'll help you with what you really need. Do you want a purpose in life? Let me tell you about what the possibilities are. It says, because beyond this, it says, there's nothing. That's it. If you're not interested in being like God, well, gee, you know, that's what this whole thing is about. And if that doesn't interest you, then yeah, no wonder you feel a little lost in the world. Because that's it. That's what this world is here for. Other people just do a better job of manufacturing, you know, other things to keep them busy when they're not interested in the real purpose for what this world is all about. You know, I sometimes wonder if these guys by the roads holding up the signs have figured out that they haven't figured out what life's all about. Anyway. So, God, what was my original thing? Oh, about flying low on the radar screen. Yeah, you know, from a getting to do what you want to do, which is something I really value, is being able to be a little bit free and to do things that I would like to do. In order to do that in this society, I think the most important thing is to be quiet. Don't get militant and crazy, you know. Don't do things to make the powers that be notice you. Find the radar screen. If I were to decide to live in a yurt, I wouldn't make it a showy yurt. You know, it would be made out of camouflage, probably. I would go up and find some way to hide it, and hide it in a way that's not obvious. Because, you know, that's where you get your freedom, is in being small. When you're a big person, you don't get that, or you have to fight for it. That's what happens. You may be able to get freedom, but you're constantly having to pick battles and fight and make, you know, and practically make matters worse for yourself, kind of like a gunslinger. If you're going to be the best gunslinger, you better be prepared to shoot everybody you come in contact with, because you never know when that person's challenging you. You know? Anyway, so that's kind of what I've come to as a realization. Now, a lot of people might not want to do that, because a lot of people feel that it's very, very important to feel big, to feel important. honestly, over time, I've gotten to the point where I say, you know what, I don't want to be big. I don't want to be important. I just want to be a happy person. And I want to have some freedom. And that's how it's bought, quietly. Quietly and with no fanfare at all. You can put it out there, but don't be all flashy about it. Don't try to attract too many people. People who want what you're peddling, they'll show up. There might not be very many of them. I'm perfectly willing to say that most people don't want to have anything to do with a guy like me. And that's fine. You know, that's cool. Anyway, so this has been episode 580. I may talk about the whole having cardboard signs up and doing stuff like that a little bit later, maybe in the next episode. This is Jay Nemro, The Life Autistic. This is episode 580. If you want to comment, talk back to us, the email address is autism@quix.us. And have a great day. Come on. I'm trying to hit this thing. It's being a little weird. I can't hit it.